VHF monitoring. Nope, KO4HKX here. Kirk, how you doing?
Good, just sitting here waiting on everybody to get to work.
Come from home today, I got a dentist appointment, so slept in a little and just getting going, turned on the radio, seeing what's happening.
Hopefully your dentist appointment goes good. I'm just sitting here studying for my general.
That's a good thing, too. I'll tell you, though, the test was a little more difficult than the practice exams on hamexam.org, but that's a great place to take practice exams.
And ham study.
Use that one, too. I mean, they're all pretty much same. They got the pool of questions, so I got to where I was scoring constantly in the mid-80s, upper 80s, and when I took my exam, they're not supposed to tell you, I don't think, but I got a fella, he looked at me and held up some fingers and told me how many I missed, and I was like, well, I had to miss that many, but I still passed.
Yeah, that's what really matters.
Get it. We can start a 80-meter net in the evenings, and me, you, Chad, Tom, anybody else who wants to join in. There's a what you call the 807 net on Saturday night. A bunch of people on the LARC repeater in Gainesville. They do that, and it's a lot of fun.
Anyway, until I get my license.
Well, they usually text out the frequency once they find a free frequency, and I'll text it to you Saturday evening if I get it.
Hey, what Saturday is good for you about getting together, or Sunday afternoon?
Weekend of, well, Sunday afternoons I can do this coming weekend, the 17th, or I could probably do the 24th. Sundays may work out better for me. I could come up Sunday morning and we could meet up that way. My Saturdays are kind of full.
We'll see what we can work out, because Chad's going out of town out of the country the last part of the month. I think it's the last weekend.
This weekend, the 30th, I've got, I'm putting on a ham cram with Georgia Bushcraft on that Saturday, and then that Sunday, I've got sort of a work day with Georgia Bushcraft to get ready for our event the next weekend, so if we could do it between now and then, that'd be great. If not, we might have to look in the November.
November, because everybody's just kind of rushed this time in October. But you get closer to the Christmas holidays and all that, and people get more rushed. So I don't know. We'll just have to see about working it out.
About any Sunday in November, other than that first weekend, which I guess that's when Chad will be out of the country over in Normandy. But, yeah, that second or third weekend of November, I might could do a Saturday or a Sunday.
Well, I'll talk to Chad and see what he wants to do or if he's got any ideas. But we'll try to work something out.
Sounds good. I need to come that way and plan on stopping and seeing Tom and Bernice on the way. I hadn't seen them but one time, and they keep inviting me over. I need to make that trip.
She was doing some cooking this weekend, and Tom sent me a picture of it, and that apple strudel she was making, that thing was huge.
always cooking something good. I ain't never seen anybody that cooks like her.
I said everybody's mouth watering on the radio as much as he talks about it.
Sends me pictures all the time, text messages, and just with a smiley face. I just tell him he's just boiled rotten.
He knows that, and he's just trying to rub it in.
Right. He enjoys it, and I enjoy him doing it. So I think he enjoys having friendships with us. So he's a good old fellow.
Tom and Bernice, they're fun to poke at on the radio and have some fun with. I haven't got to meet them in person yet, but maybe one day.
Well, we could always invite them to the camp. I don't know if they'd come or not, but I'm sure they'd have fun, just like we would. I mean, I don't plan on getting in no trouble, so that'd be up to Chad, but I know Chad goes and visits him about once a week, seems like.
The more the merrier is what I say, but that's up to Chad on that. It's his property, so we'll have to talk with him.
Yeah. Changing subjects a little bit, I had a weird thing yesterday. My radio wouldn't tune on 40 meters, and I went through all the settings and everything and turned it off for a little bit, and then it started back. So I don't know if my auto tuner is having a problem or if it was just a fluke.
To tell you on that one, Tom would probably be the one to ask there, since that was his old radio.
Asked him, and he was like me. He was at a loss because it would tune every other band, but it just wasn't tune 40. And like I said, I turned it off and let it sit for a few minutes, and then it started working. So I don't know. I went through. He's got a list. He gave me a list of every menu setting and how it was set, and I went through and checked everything, and there was a few that I changed. I don't know if that had something to do with it or not, but it's working now, so I'm still going to call Kim Wood and ask them if they know what might be going on. They don't open until 8 a.m. Pacific time, so I'll do that after lunch.
That's a good thing about being on the East Coast, is you're up moving before they are, so that gives you a head start on them.
And it gives you time in the evening to call them as well. So, but since I'm off today, I'll take advantage of that and just get on the phone and see if I can't get their tech support while I'm sitting here. I can continue to play radio. That's about all I did yesterday, was tinkered with my radios and tested them and tried them out and got my QRP radio going and made a couple contacts on it, and I checked in on a couple of nets on the Kenwood on HF and just had a good time.
That's your general ticket yet, or are you still using the AG on the end of yours?
Using the /AG. It takes the Athens Club does ARRL, so you have to mail them in. So it takes about 7 to 10 business days for it to show up. So I figure by the end of this week or first of next, it'll be showing up. So I'll just /AG until then.
Just curious to how long it took, but it seems like everybody's different, and it all depends on where you take the test and how they process the information.
Israel Club, when they do their test, they do it computerized, and it's instant. I mean, as soon as they put it in, you're good to go. So I don't know how the Greenville Club does it or whichever club you're going to test at, but yes, it's a little different for each one.
I tested the Greenville Club, but if I can't get to where I'm scoring a little better on the test. I don't know about doing it this weekend. May have to wait and do it another time.
If you study good this week, you ought to be in good shape. It's not that hard, and there's only one mathematic question, and I honestly skipped it. I just guessed at it, and I didn't miss but a few questions, and they're all pretty much common sense. Like I said, it was a little different than the practice exams, but or a little harder, but it wasn't bad. I knew the material.
Get my brain gear here before the end of the week and can get it done. Just using all my free time to do that right now.
Yep. I'll tell you, I downloaded Dan Weston's book on the general exam and listened to it on the radio while I was riding, and then I used the book, All Ham, No Spam, the same one Chad used, and it was real good. So between the two, it wasn't bad studying for it. It was just had to memorize a few things, and it ain't that bad. Now the extra is pretty tough. I looked at it and I had the opportunity to test out for it after my general, and I told him I wasn't quite ready, but I've got all the study material, so I think while the general material's fresh in my mind, I'm gonna go ahead and start studying for extra and see if I can get that by Christmas.
I was thinking the same thing. That way I'm not trying to relearn it by waiting a certain amount of time like I did this time. I'm probably going to follow that same thing if I can get mine this weekend or here soon. Just jump back on it and try to get the extra.
WHM. Yeah, I think that's the way to go, because there were some questions that were really from the technician exam, but it's been 8.5 years since I took it, so I had to study a little bit on it, and just to get them fresh in my mind, I went through it a couple times, and I didn't score high on the test, but I got the gist of the material in my mind, and it worked out.
That's what really matters, and then now you can start learning the rest of it for the rest of your life.
That's what I thought. I said, well, won't have to do this again, thank goodness. And if I can get that extra, I'll be in good shape. But that extra is pretty tough. It's got a lot of math in it, and I got the calculator for it. I bought, but I'll just have to see.
Minute since I've done quite a bit of math or anything with algebra or anything like that. So it's gonna make my brain hurt, I'm sure.
Yeah, that's the part I'm not looking forward to at all. And if you quit learning, you quit learning and you quit moving forward. So I'm gonna try to keep learning. That's the same way I do at work. I try to commit 2 hours a week to self-study to keep up with current technology. So I'll just keep on going. Because I'll admit, I studied for the general for about 2 months off and on. And when it was over, I was like, well, that's kind of sad. I kind of missed those sessions of studying and learning and asking questions of folks. So might as well jump in back in the deep end.
HKX, I think I forgot to put my call out there a minute ago. But, yeah, I'm with you on that, jumping in there and just staying in there, because, I don't know, just going home and sitting and watching TV is not my thing. And I'd just soon be doing something.
I agree there. There's nothing on TV. I don't hardly watch TV. When I come home in the evenings, I turn on the radios and just tinker around the house a little bit, and that's about it. But yeah, I need something to give me a goal and a objective, and I like short-term goals or long-term plans, and getting the extra seems like the perfect thing.
But Bill, I'm gonna have to jump off here. They're finally rolling in, so I'm gonna go ahead and say 7-3s. You have a good day, and I'll keep an ear out for you on the radio throughout the day. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear on your final.
Patrick, you have a good one, and sell them some tools, and keep studying for that general. You'll make it, and we'll talk at you later. 73s, my friend. Be safe.